Tell us a little bit about what you're doing here today in Valley City.
Well, Valley City is just an amazing community. In 2016, they passed an ordinance to eliminate flavored products, vape products in the city, and they've maintained that for a long, long time. And it's really important for people to understand that vapes are not a replacement for cigarettes. They're actually worse than cigarettes, and there's more nicotine and a lot of other chemicals in there. So it's critically important coming up on June 11th that people vote no on Measure 2, which will maintain that 2016 ordinance that was passed by the voters. This is critically important because our youth are getting access to these products around the nation and around our communities, but Valley City is leading the way by not allowing those products into the community, so they're protecting their children.
The folks out there that say, hey, this is a legal product, it's sold in many other cities in North Dakota and around the nation, what do you say to that argument?
We understand that, but the flip side is, let's talk long term, the long term effects. There's a young gentleman in Fargo right now that had to have a double lung transplant and cost over $1 million to have that done, and he's still in recovery mode. That's the long term cost. So the short term gain of a little bit of a tax income to the community is far outweighed by the exponential cost on healthcare. And we know from the American Heart Association the long-term effects on brain development, on heart development, those are all really, really challenging when you're inhaling all of these products. Not to mention, you may not even know you're inhaling the products as somebody that's next to somebody that's vaping, because you might not even smell it. So there's detrimental effects to the whole community. So these products, they just need to be eliminated.